GOP lawmakers, FBI informant file confirms Joe Biden is the big guy. By Wendell Hasebo on June 12, 2023. Republican lawmakers confirmed President Joe Biden is the so-called big guy. An alias that whistleblower Tony Bobulinski originally revealed as Joe Biden from his dealings between the Bidens and a Chinese entity. Last week, Republican members of the House Oversight Committee reviewed an FBI informant file. Their review concluded the FBI informant file indicated that Ukrainian oligarch Mykola Slachevsky, the owner of Ukrainian energy company Burisma, referred to Joe Biden as the big guy. In this document, this confidential human informant absolutely also specified he understood that big guy to be Joe Biden, Representative Anna Paulina Luna, RFL, told Fox News. The big guy, that is quoted in the documents, Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, told Benny Johnson about the informant file. The Burisma owner's alleged reference to Joe Biden as the big guy was reportedly in relation to an alleged $5 million payment Joe Biden received after threatening to withhold aid to Ukraine until a prosecutor probing the Ukrainian energy company Burisma Holdings was fired, according to House Oversight Committee Republicans. In 2015, Burisma was under suspicion of money laundering and public corruption. Prosecutor Viktor Shokin investigated the case before his termination due to pressure applied by then-Vice President Joe Biden, who threatened to withhold $1 billion in U.S. aid from Ukraine if the Ukrainian government did not fire the prosecutor investigating Burisma. He later bragged about the firing during a 2018 appearance at the Council of Foreign Relations. "I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here in, I think it was about 6 hours," Biden told the audience. "I looked at them and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. He got fired." The alias of the big guy as Joe Biden is not a new claim. At least two additional people described Joe Biden as the big guy in the Biden's family deals. Hunter Biden's business partner, James Gillier, dubbed Joe Biden the big guy in a 2017 email, and later called Joe Biden the big guy again in a text conversation the day the Laptop from Hell series began publishing in the New York Post in 2020. "Watch, give me a break, man," Biden snaps at reporter asking about family's business relations in China. Gillier's big guy moniker for Joe Biden was used in his May 13, 2017, email to Tony Bobulinski. The 2017 email revealed that a business deal between Bobulinski, the Biden family, and high-ranking members of the Chinese Communist Party would include 10% held by H for the big guy. The reference to the big guy in the much-publicized May 13, 2017 email is in fact a reference to Joe Biden, Bobulinski confirmed. The identity of the big guy reportedly formed part of the grand jury investigation by Trump-appointed U.S. prosecutor David Weiss. Hunter Biden is under investigation by Weiss for potential tax and gun violations. The Biden family is also under investigation by the House Oversight Committee for 9 violations. Since November, the probe revealed some results. In March, the probe identified 3 Biden family members who collectively received $1.3 million, wired through a Biden associate from a Chinese energy company 2 months after President Joe Biden left the vice presidency. In May, it found the Biden family business over the course of several years received at least $10 million from business schemes in Romania and China in return for what appears to be influence peddling. In total, 9 Biden family members received payments from the family foreign business ventures, including 2 of Joe Biden's grandchildren. Watch, Biden's Fox dodges question on Hunter's illegitimate child. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.